An Easy Touch by Anel. Read by Bree. This is a Teen Wolf fanfic. It's just after midnight, and the Ragtag Pack members have completed their monthly full moon run. Peter is on the edge of the group, per usual, watching and listening as his pack talk about their college classes and plans for the upcoming weekend. There is only one reason he ever lingers at these pack functions, and that reason is currently standing near a tree, watching him instead of participating in the banal conversation occurring around them. Peter preens slightly at the attention. He's not humble at all, so he can acknowledge that he's pleased at the intense gaze that Stiles has been giving him all evening. He's a very patient man when he wants to be, and he's been playing a long game with the handsome Spark, one that started years ago, when it wasn't at all appropriate for him to want the things he was craving from the teenager. Now, Stiles is 21, almost finished with college, experienced and worldly in a way that describes most attractive men his age. There's no doubt in his mind that Peter could have seduced Stiles all those years ago. After all, he remembers the sweet scent of arousal mixed with fear when he'd stroked Stiles' wrist, when he'd pressed his mouth closer and closer to that nubile flesh. And in the years since, Stiles has had relationships, has had sex and explored his sexuality in the ways that young people should. And Peter's been waiting, knowing that what he offers is something Stiles isn't ready for yet. Because Peter wants more than a night of casual fumbling and chasing sweet release. He wants more than being the experiment for a bisexual teenager who is trying to figure out what he wants and what he likes. Oh, there's a part of Peter that definitely resents not being the first, not being the one to teach his boy all about sex and passion. But he's also realistic enough to know that it would never have lasted had it happened back then. Not only because the dear sheriff would likely have killed him, permanently, for touching his underage son, but also because Peter is more than Stiles could handle at that age. Now, though, Stiles is mature. He's lived and died, been possessed and forgotten, fought a war against hunters, had two semi-successful relationships with young women, including Peter's alleged daughter, even if Peter is still very skeptical about supposedly being a father. A semi-successful relationship with a young man at college, and he's ready for something serious. Something that will be successful, because Peter doesn't fail at anything. He refuses to accept responsibility for what he did after waking from a coma, so that failure is not on him. The rest of the little gaggle of youths is now leaving the clearing, talking about fueling up at an all-night diner not too far from Beacon Hills. Peter waits, watching Stiles to see if this is the time he makes a move, or if, like the past three full moons, he just rushes off with his little friends like he's scared to confront what he truly wants, which Peter knows is him. When Stiles doesn't leave, Peter feels a frisson of energy spreading over him. Could it be? Dare he hope? "Why are you still here, Creeper Wolf?" Stiles asks, his tone thoughtful, the insult almost affectionate. "Am I to go along with the young people to eat a burger?" Peter scoffs, clearly communicating his opinion on that idea. "Those young people are your pack," Stiles points out, leaning against the tree and staring at him. "And you aren't that old." 38 is rather old, sweetheart," he says, lips quirking slightly. "Especially when compared to 21. Age is just a number once both parties are legal and consenting," Stiles tells him, being a bit blunter than Peter expects. It catches him off guard, but he quickly recovers. "Still, I'd be the creep that you so often accuse me of being if I were hanging around with college students all of the time." Peter arches a brow at Stiles' soft snort. "What?" "You only creep with me, Peter. I might be young, but I'm not oblivious." He smiles slightly, just a twist of his lips, but it makes Peter straighten up and narrow his gaze. "I thought you were older, you know, more like my dad's age. You must have been young when Malia was born." Peter grimaces. "I would have been 18, which is why I don't believe she's actually my daughter. However, she seems to believe it, so I see no harm in indulging her at this time." "Really?" Stiles looks curious then, like there's a new puzzle he needs to solve. And Peter rolls his eyes because that is not the look he wants to see on Stiles' face right now. "Why are you still here, Stiles?" he asks, moving his gaze over Stiles in a deliberate way. "Why do you think?" Stiles pushes himself off of the tree and stalks across the clearing, a sway to his hips that has Peter wetting his lips. We've been playing this game for years, and I think it's finally time to take it to the next level, don't you? I've merrily been waiting for you to catch up, sweetheart, Peter says, doing a little stalking of his own. They meet in the clearing, and Stiles gives him that smug little smile that makes his fingers itch, his claws wanting to come out so he can take and claim. I've caught up, Stiles murmurs, looking into his eyes before he leans in, lightly pressing his lips against Peter's mouth. Peter curls his fingers into his palms, feeling his skin break as Stiles kisses his mouth two more times. He doesn't respond. Not yet. What do you want? Peter licks his lips, tasting Stiles on his tongue, but he maintains his control because it's a full moon and his wolf is close. So close. I want you, Stiles shrugs. I want it all. I want it slow and easy, fast and hard. I want the whole nine yards, the whole enchilada. Whatever other cliche you need to hear so that you kiss me back. I don't do casual, he warns, looking into Stiles' eyes. Not with you. I know what a bite mark on the wrist means, Peter. I know what you want, and I'm standing here telling you that I want it too. Stiles reaches over and touches his jaw, his thumb trying to rub some of the tension out of it. Kiss me? Peter growls lowly before he's moving, kissing Stiles passionately. Despite the passion and intense desire he feels, he's gentle and slow, taking his time. He's planning to take Stiles apart all night until he's begging for release, taking what he's wanted for so long that he can't believe it's actually going to be his now. He licks into Stiles' mouth as he eases them down to the ground, slowly caressing him, touching him everywhere, and listening closely to the sounds he makes so he can learn what gets Stiles excited and what he doesn't enjoy so much. When they break the kiss, Stiles is breathing heavily, a goofy smile on his face. He leans up to nip at Peter's lips, tracing them with his tongue. Definitely worth the wait, he whispers before nuzzling Peter's jaw. It just gets better, Peter promises, leaning in for another kiss. You ain't seen nothing yet, sweetheart. This is the end. Thank you for listening.